Warm at 1.3 is sharing the warmth this holiday season. We're shining a light on some of Rochester's most helpful organizations. And with me on the telephone is Ashley Zay, a spokesperson from Lollipop Farm. And Ashley, I have to tell you, when I was a kid and I heard the name Lollipop Farm, I said, where is this magical place? Because it, I mean, what a wonderful name for, you know, a kid growing up in Rochester to hear that name. It's lovely. It's just a fun thing. And chances are, if you had a pet, it came from Lollipop Farm. And this morning, I just would like to know, what are some of the things that Lollipop Farm needs our listeners to know? What are some of your needs?
You know, one thing that we're really trying to work with people right now is some of our pets, you know, they may not be able to put their best paw forward right away, right? Whether they are a dog who has maybe some behavioral challenges that, you know, they need a loving home that's going to really be patient and work with them. Or, you know, even our senior cats right now, we're actually running a promotion right now that through the month of November, all senior cats can go home for free because sometimes they have a longer wait. So maybe it's those adopters really that, you know, they look past, like, what challenges a pet has and really work with them to make them a member of the family and face those challenges together.
I like that idea of senior cats, because that's right, you know, because you don't want the cat to stay there forever, you know, and dogs too, you know, you want to get them adopted as soon as you can. Now, I did read that this year, because of the pandemic, a lot of folks are thinking of giving puppies and other animals for Christmas gifts. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because, I mean, I know that comes with a lot of different, there's a lot of different baggage there, right?
Yeah, you know, so that you hear those rumors that a pet as a present, you know, they have a more likely time to come back to the shelter. And, you know, that's not necessarily a trend that we've seen, but we do have some really helpful advice if you are looking to bring home a pet during the holiday seasons. One, it can be actually a great time to bring home a pet because you maybe have some vacation and you're able to stay home with that pet and acclimate them to their family and to their environment. So it can be a great time to bring home a pet. If you are thinking about giving a pet as a present, we try and counsel people to make that a group decision, right?
Yeah.
Make
right.
sure that you are very close with this person, that you know that they want a pet. Don't surprise anybody here.
Yeah, really, I know. I know.
Doesn't always go as planned, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes, plan this out, right? We also have gift certificates at Lollipop Farm. So you can always give them a gift certificate for an adoption, and that way they can pick out their friend. And honestly, that's usually the best way to go about it.
Beautiful. Well, listen, we'd like to keep in touch. And you know, and I'm sure that over the next few months and weeks and months that your needs will change and grow. And if you find something that you'd like to let us know about, please. So we'll get in touch with you again in a week or two and see if there's anything else we can help Lollipop Farm with. All right?
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, if you can adopt too, it's a great time to give. We actually have a generous donor who's matching donations through the end of the year.
Oh, that's great.
So if you head over to lollipop.org/holiday, it's a great time to give to the pets.
Beautiful.
Fantastic.
Ashley Zay, spokesperson for Lollipop Farm. Thank you so much. Happy holidays, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
All righty. If there's a nonprofit organization that you'd like us to share the warmth with, just email me, Tony, at warm1013.com, and we'll share the warmth on Warm 101.3.